Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Cullop, along here with Scott Micklin and Scott Duran.
Good morning, Megan Cullop.
Nice Hello. To see you.
Good morning.
I know. Sometimes I just get stolen away.
You do? Okay, well, I wouldn't put it that way, but you have other obligations and you can't be with us every week.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
That's changing. We know.
But yes. Good.
If not, I'll make a phone call.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. I have some complaints.
That's right.
Call customer service.
Listen up. Exactly. Well, welcome. Everybody,
yes. Welcome.
Hello,
audience. Good to see you. Thank you for joining us on That's Interesting. This is the program, of course, where we ask you all to call in and join the show because we're just here kind of as, you know, placeholders, basically, right? It's really the audience who calls in
and
makes
callers.
The show.
The callers make the callers. The show.
Exactly. So here's the phone number, right? 505-566-3909. 505-566-3909. Give us a call and join the conversation with Scott, Megan, and Scott.
Please do.
Or Megan, Scott, and Scott.
Yes, either
or
way.
Scott, Scott, and Megan.
Scott, Megan, Scott. Makes sense because that's how we sit.
Yeah.
I'm sandwiched in between the Scotts.
You are within the Scott bookends.
You are.
Yes.
Yes. The rose between two Scotts, as they say. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But do call in. It's more fun when callers call in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Love to interact with listeners. And just, again, you can just tell us what's interesting in your world. Whatever is on your mind.
Yeah.
It's really a freewheeling
your
show.
Your weekend plans, your
That's
fun
right.
trivia, your what were you doing back in 1989?
Yeah. Wow.
We won't ask Scott what he
It's a long
doing
time ago. Some of us were maybe
you
just...
You did. I wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
I was just beginning.
You were just beginning. Scott was not even...
I was nowhere
Not even
to be
a
found.
Thought.
Nope. Okay. Nothing of the sort.
Meanwhile, somebody else had just moved to Farmington. I wonder who that was. But there you are, everyone. And that's why we're all friends.
Yes. We have an intergenerational friendship.
There you go. That's right.
Because what generation do you technically fall under? Do you know? When were you born?
94.
That's tough. What
is that?
That?
A Z?
That's millennial.
I think that might be a millennial.
Millennial?
It's late, like a young millennial.
Yeah.
Because I'm an old millennial.
Yeah, I'm the late.
Oh.
Gen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like the last one before it becomes whatever the next one is.
Gen Z. Yeah.
Okay.
But I was raised with Gen X.
Were you?
Yeah, all my older cousins were like, hey, guess what? You're the last of the... I'm the last,
of the
first... Yeah, basically. I really am. The last of the first generation of cousins.
Okay.
So the first gen is me, and then it goes to the second, third, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, you're young, you get to hang out the seconds, and yeah, that's cool, but now we're going to take you because you have no choice but to be with us. So all the stuff that they did as like kids, they made me do with them as adults. And I was like, no, this is awesome. Now I get tortured in both ways.
Well, you might remember the Super Soaker.
Yes.
I'm just trying to think of 90s.
Well, I remember the end being pointed at my face.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
That
Hold
back,
him down.
That goes back to being the youngest of the cousins, I
exactly.
think, right?
Exactly. Yes.
There you go. Very good. Oh, I'm on the end cusp of the boomers.
Yes.
Damn. How about that? Yeah.
So there's
a
term
crazy.
Called elder millennial. Have you heard this?
No.
And it's my age group and up. So the oldest millennial is like 42 right now or something.
Yeah.
And I'm 35. Like that. So that like gap is considered elder millennial.
Oh.
Which is just funny.
Does that provide more respect or
no?
Oh, okay.
Nobody's respecting more.
No. No, I'm sorry.
No,
no.
That all went out the window. Okay.
Yeah,
me.
Evidently. Wow. Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting study.
Generations are interesting.
Oh, correct. God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very true.
It's
very true. So, what generation are you, audience? You can give us a call and tell us. if you relate more to millennials or Gen X, Gen Z, boomers.
Yeah. Silent generation.
Right.
Or the greatest generation.
Silent generation. Sure. Yeah. So there you go. Okay. But in the meantime, we have some other things to talk about today, right?
We do.
You have brought some topics, both of you, as have I, to discuss if we need something to talk about. So who would like to go first?
So what do you guys know about the appendix? And not the appendix at the end of books and studies.
You're talking about the bodily organ.
Right, in your abdominal region.
Well, I know when it decides to fail, it can be really dangerous.
It can be fatal.
Right.
Yeah.
When it bursts.
When it bursts. Appendicitis, and then it can burst. Yep.
And I'm not quite sure what it does.
That's the question, right?
Okay.
So it was considered vestigial for a long time, meaning like without purpose. Like, what is this thing in your body without purpose?
Right.
And all the way until Scott was born, until like the early 90s.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Then they started studying the appendix.
Thanks, Scott.
And figured out that it does have some real benefits. So the first line of thinking was a lot of animals that are lower down on the evolutionary ladder have an appendix. And so normally in evolution, right, if something's not worth something, it gets evolved out of you.
Right, I understand. Right.
So it has to have some sort of purpose to keep being replicated.
That's why we don't have tails anymore.
That's why we don't have tails. Yeah. Exactly. And why we have opposable thumbs, because sometimes things become more useful.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, to play video games.
Yes.
Yes. Or open doors.
Thank you, Industrial Revolution. Okay, anyway.
So the appendix is attached to your large intestine, and it's got a real thin lumen, which just means the thing that attaches it to the intestine. So if you see the appendix, it's like a ball. Well, not a ball, but
blob.
Like a blob, and then it has like a little thing attaching.
Okay.
So
and just kind of hangs out.
It hangs out
in your abdomen.
But it has a bunch of good bacteria.
Oh.
So when you have like a digestive incident, which we won't go into what that means, but you can imagine what I'm saying.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of your good bacteria starts getting flushed out with all the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the appendix, though, because it's such a thin lumen, contains still the good bacteria is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So it can like release the good bacteria back into you.
Okay.
And it also is very important to the immune system. So
You would have thought we would have discovered that long before the 90s, if it's such a integral thing.
Yeah, well, we didn't.
No offense to the 90s, I'm just saying.
For those that didn't get to see, Scott's like, 90s, and then he points straight at me.
Well,
like,
I'm just, that's
the
owner of
the
Megan made
Scott.
The reference, yeah, pre-Scott.
You would have thought we got that pre-Scott Duran, but no.
P.S.
P.S.D.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's not.
So, anyway.
Okay, thank
you. So, like, it's important to your immune system, too, and so. But people can obviously live without them, right? If you have to remove
evidently,
them.
That's right. After they burst.
But also, if you think about it, technically people could live without a kidney or without an eye or without a nose.
Well, kidneys, so, though, we have two.
I was about to say, after you explained it just sounds like it's a storage system for the kidney and the liver.
Sure. It's a storage system for all good gut bacteria.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, basically the goal now in scientific research is to figure out a way to treat appendicitis without having to take out the appendix. Now that we know it's got some good use in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we know that it's actually
worth something.
Right, right. Keep it around.
When I try to keep it around.
Okay. Interesting. But you would think that people that had it removed then suffered from some kind of, you know, digestive problems because they didn't have that repository of good gut bacteria anymore, and you would think that they would have been reported to their doctors that.
Well, it does.
Now
so
I'm sick, and
it increases your possibility of developing C. diff, which is a really gross digestive thing.
Okay.
So it does actually play into.
But that no one figured the connection. That's what I'm just stunned about.
Yeah. No. So. I mean, well, we didn't know how anesthesiology really worked until like the 70s. Like we knew it like knocked people out,
right.
But we didn't know the mechanism of action, like how it actually works until the 70s. We were using it in, you know, 70s.
You're really impacting my faith in medical science this morning.
It's constantly evolving. We don't know. I think one doctor said that we know more about space than we do about the human body.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about
that one. At this point.
Okay. Well, so, I guess I could understand that. But,
like,
you know.
Okay. Yeah, like the idea that we've barely scratched the surface of the human brain and what it's actually capable of.
Right. There's a lot about the brain we don't know, but the other parts I thought we'd had it pretty much figured out. Apparently not.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Apparently not.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
thought you could
cure. Surprise.
Nope. And that's why, you know, you still have to figure out ways to deal with cancer and, you know.
True. Yeah. Well, and right. And I guess, you know, the study of medicine and the diagnosis of people that come to doctors is not maybe a science, right? There's still maybe a lot of other second opinions and things like that. When someone comes and says, hey, I got this problem, one doctor may say one thing, another doctor could say something else, and that's why it's
that's
not
why you
that
get a second
specific.
Opinion. Yeah.
You know, it's not black and white, I guess is what I'm trying
no.
to say.
Yeah, no, that's
in many cases. Yeah, and like if it's based on reporting, like symptoms are pretty subjective. Like pain is subjective, for
sure.
example.
Right.
Right? So it can be tricky, you know?
Interesting.
It can be tricky.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Did not know
yeah.
about that about the appendix.
Yeah.
But now we know. All right.
Well, look at hear that. That.
Hang in there, buddy.
I know.
Stick with me.
keep doing your work.
Yeah.
Please.
That's right.
Keep with the good bacteria.
There you go.
And it's interesting because they say that appendicitis rates are higher in developed nations.
Okay.
And they think it's based on our diet doesn't have as much fiber as developing nations. Because if you think about what developing nations eat, they eat a lot of beans.
Rice.
A lot of whole grains.
Sure.
Because that's yeah. cheap and
right.
and all of that. And we don't eat as much as that. And so, and then they also think it might be because we sterilize our environment so heavily. And the appendix is, again, related to the immune system. And so if the immune system is going to overreact to the lack of bacteria, that's part of it that's going to overreact and
gotcha.
Develop.
So. Okay.
It's interesting.
Well,
you usually don't hear about
first.
Diseases being more prevalent in developed nations. That's not normally
no.
what you hear. So.
Well, I think certain diseases are, though. As you said, I think, you know, we have a lot of obesity in this country, and we have a lot of diabetes in this country. And so
that's true.
Those types of things we
yeah.
see a lot of, based on, I think, diet and exercise and all these things that also affect the appendix, apparently.
Yes.
Which
yeah.
explains it maybe a bit more. So, okay.
Eat more beans.
Cool. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. That's your science beat for
all
the
right.
day.
All right. Thank you very much. Cool. Scott Duran, what did you bring? To the table this
well,
week.
I brought
as we wait for a phone call.
Let me
repeat the number here for our
okay, go ahead.
Audience
do that, first.
That would like to maybe join us to call in with their interesting topic about the appendix or pick another body organ to discuss. Go ahead. 505-566-3909. The number once again is 505-566-3909. That's for 90.9. Get it? That's the frequency of KSJE. Go ahead.
You're so smart.
Not me. It's the phone guys that figured that one out.
Well, good for them.
What's going on?
So I brought something in, and Scott, being a smarty pants, knew everything about it except for one thing. And it always bums me out, man. Never can surprise him. But maybe I can get you, Megan.
Okay.
All right.
You know what fig is? Fig Newtons are, right?
Yeah.
You know what a fig is?
Yeah. It's a fruit.
No. Yes. Scott got it right because he's a smarty pants. But fig is actually a flower. It's not a fruit.
Oh, interesting.
It comes from when I asked Scott, he's like, you mean the fig tree? And I was like, dear Lord, man, just let me have something.
Be quiet.
But it comes from the fig tree. And actually, there's a flower that grows on it, but it's actually covered by a shell almost, but a more of a soft shell. It covers the flower, and that's what they cut up, and they ground up, and they make into like a gelatin, and they put into the fig Newtons. So yeah, it's a little flower. It's like a little ball thing that comes about that big. And it's actually not pollinated. That was a fun part that I didn't get to share with Scott was it's not pollinated by wind. It's actually pollinated by little wasp, part of the wasp.
Easy for you to say.
Tiny little they look like ants almost. Wasp, but actually take it from place to place to place and put it into their little honeycomb, and some of it drops out, and that's what pollinates the trees.
Wow.
But yeah, it's not a flower, it's not a fruit, it's an actual just like a little flower. If you cut open that little shell thing, you can pop it out and there's like a little flower in the inside.
Yeah. Interesting.
And that's what we made.
Okay.
How and crazy is that? I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, it's like when I first found out about it, I was like, oh, I thought it was just like jam, like another form of like
sure.
strawberry grape jam that they had like found a different way to process or anything like that, you know, so to make it like a gelatin. It's more like a, I mean, it's still like a gelatin, but it's has more sugar fiber and more sugar into it or whatever, like more grain filling to it, and you know, just a different way they made it. But no, it's actually just flour.
Huh.
Ground up, put some sweetener.
Interesting.
Wrap around like a little cookie and say, and bake it, and then here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Eat the fig.
And this information comes from where?
The USDA.
Okay, just checking. Thank you, sir.
What
okay.
is your source?
The USDA is
your
one who
crazy cousin or, no. or weird uncle or no, anything like no. that. It's actual yeah, sourceable is, material
yeah.
here.
Okay. You can All you right. can go to the USDA and find out about it. And they talk about both as the flour and the food, the edible version.
Right.
And they also go into depth about the actual wasp. Okay, so if you want to learn about the wasp and all their family, you can go and actually
look it up. Yeah, you know, I don't need any more information about wasps.
No.
I'm yeah. not a
they're,
fan.
They're very cute. Hashtag they're very not cute, a fan. Scott. I mean, they're very cute. There's okay. little tiny
well,
little
I'm
things.
Sure they are. Okay.
They don't sting.
Says you.
Says the USDA.
Yeah,
says the USDA.
See. All right. Well, we'll
and they're see. Scientists.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
So
who
yeah,
knew?
That was that. Yeah, but Scott, right off the bat, I was like, you know about figs? Yeah, the fig trees. And I was like, oh, God.
Dang it.
I was like, well, did you know that comes from a flower? And I was like, oh, my God, man.
I don't know if I knew the flower part. That's still
You called it out. You said flower.
Okay. All right.
You said, yeah, it's like a flower.
But it's like a pod. It's really like it's an inverted flower almost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
that's
an inverted flower, yeah. About. And that's it's just covered by this different. Outlater shell.
Right.
And they call it a shell, but it's like a, just like a soft They call it like almost like a meaty type thing, but it's like a soft shell.
Interesting.
Yeah. That covers the flower. But no, you did call it. I
okay.
And he's like, yeah, it's a flower.
Well,
like,
you know, oh God, I've had man. A few fig Newtons in my day. So something sunk into my brain. Who knows? I remembered something about it. But there
you go.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing. That's cool. That's yeah, that is interesting, which is the name of the show. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're
so,
here.
Exactly, everybody. So give us a call. Again, 505-566-3909. We invite you to call in or just call and say hi. If you don't think you have anything to share, I would probably disagree with you and say that you do. But if you just want to call in and say hello, that's okay too. 505-566-3909. That's what we do on the program every so often.
Yeah,
that's
when
right.
we're here. First, third, and fifth Fridays of the month. Then you are the first Friday of February.
Oh, my goodness.
By
oh,
the
it's
way,
Groundhog Day.
It is Groundhog Day.
It
do we
is.
Know? Do we know?
Has anybody checked the shadow?
I did not look
he
it
did.
Up this morning.
I know what happened.
You did.
I
I'm
know
so
what happened.
See,
told you.
That we have
Puxatawny Phil.
Please, early spring.
Did not see his shadow.
Which means what again?
Early spring.
Yay!
Is, we'll see.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well,
still
at
a
the
rodent.
Same time.
Still a rodent.
So I teach a class for Encore. I teach two classes for Encore, but one of them is theology and film.
Okay.
So we were talking about time and purpose last night,
uh-huh.
and we used Groundhog Day as one of the films because
oh.
it has a lot to do with time and purpose. Like, how does he break out of the Groundhog
the
Day?
Cycle.
Yeah.
The cycle.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
What does Phil do to break out of the cycle? Do you guys remember?
I don't.
Okay.
It had to do with the lady, right?
Well, yeah. So part of it is love of the lady, like
yeah.
those two.
Okay.
But the big part is he starts doing good things. He becomes a good man.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He was a little cynical guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was
yeah,
a cynical,
right.
mean
that's
guy, and then
right.
he grows into a good human.
Okay.
So,
yeah. Nice. Very cool.
That's almost like the Christmas Carol, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. See? There you go. Well, cool. So I brought today a message, a story about a tweet or a post. I don't know what we're calling them now that's X and not Twitter, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can't tweet
well, you
on
can't
X.
Say
an X post.
Yeah, I think it's a post, right? Something.
Which just sounds like two
sounds
different
awful,
meanings.
Right? But Elmo, you're familiar with Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Yes.
You,
yes,
you
yes,
both
yes.
are probably young enough to have watched Sesame Street.
I didn't yes. watch it because I was a Nickelodeon kid, and that's a PBS program.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
I mean, yeah,
yeah
Big Bird
see,
and
yeah.
Grover and, yeah, those guys.
I'm
yeah.
with Megan. I was,
what?
Well, I wasn't really a Nickelodeon kid. I was a Cartoon Network kid.
Oh, okay. See, I yeah. yeah, I predate all that stuff, so never mind. All right, well,
but
I watched
I did
Sesame
watch,
Street.
I watched some of it, yeah.
Okay. But, of course, Elmo was not on Sesame Street when I was a kid watching it, but
no?
but he is now. And so Elmo tweeted or posted, I think on Monday, he just asked a simple question, how's everybody doing, right? And he got, I don't know how many millions of
six
responses
million.
Back.
Six,
6 million.
6 million.
Jesus.
To his question. And a lot of people were just, you know, and it's kind of a question you ask, I think, just, you know, wanting to check in. with your friends or others just to see how they're doing. And from a mental health standpoint, that's kind of a nice thing to do. And a lot of people were saying, you know, I'm kind of struggling, or, you know, I'm doing okay. And a lot of other folks were like, I'm not, you know, I'm kind of
I'm
struggling
in a malaise.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think people were kind of surprised to see the shakedown, if you will, of the more people that were struggling and the responses to the people that were doing okay. And by predominantly the majority were people were struggling.
Yes.
And that's what we found out.
Yes.
And so it was kind of amazing. I don't think, you know, Elmo, the people behind that account, thought that it would get that many responses and so personal and really, you know, really troubling maybe responses for folks that maybe were having a hard time.
It gives us a lot of data.
Yeah, it does.
Where people are at.
Right. Exactly. But I think, you know, from a mental health standpoint, it's always nice to check in with your friends, neighbors, acquaintances, whomever, just to ask how people are doing from time to time.
That is very true.
Absolutely.
And that's what we found out.
And to, like, you know, it's kind of tricky because you don't always answer how are you, like, honestly, because people are, like, running past you in the hallway or,
right.
You know, it's like, no, but it's different between, like, sitting down across from somebody and, like, really, how are you doing?
Right.
Because we say how are you all the time, but it's, like, in passing, and you don't have time to actually sit down and be like, oh, let's engage this.
Yeah.
But the question was phrased in such a way that how are you doing, what would kind of elicit more of a, hopefully, a sincere response, right?
Yeah.
Than just the, I'm fine, how are you?
Well, and I think people like the anonymity behind X. It's so depersonalized. Mm-hmm. You could, even if you have your name out there, which most people don't have their real name out there, you kind of, like, stand behind a screen, I mean a literal screen.
Yeah.
And so it's a little easier for people to, like, express how they're actually doing.
Yes, right. DJ Megan, 85.
Right.
Yeah.
Radio Free Megan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But there you go.
Yes.
But true. But I think, you know, but it was you're right. It was a kind of an insight into the psyche of the country and how people are doing. And, you know, here we are kind of in the middle of winter, usually a very kind of depressing time, I think, for a lot
of
folks.
It's hard for a lot of people.
And
yeah.
So, you know, after the holidays and things like that, there's just a lot of things I think to pile on at this time of year. And so nice to check in. So
it
I
is.
Would encourage that of everyone
nice
listening thing. Or watching today to maybe ask folks in your life how they are doing and wait for the response.
Yeah.
And,
Linda,
you know, there
Linda,
are.
Was it Lendonier?
Lendonier, exactly. Yeah. And of course, you know, there are resources in the community and around in the country, right? We have that 988 number now.
Mm-hmm. 988
that is up
which
and
is
running.
The suicide hotline, crisis mm-hmm. hotline.
Right. And so I think folks just need to be reminded of some of that throughout the year.
That exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of, you know, people in crisis, it can be handled in a quick and effective and short term way. Like, a lot of people just need to call 988, they get it out, they have somebody listen to them, and then they actually cool down pretty effectively.
Right.
You know, so.
Do you think the same could be said if they replied to that tweet? Would they feel better, maybe, by just
maybe
typing it
just
out?
Maybe just typing it out, they,
you know,
feel
like, oh.
More
well,
relieved.
Yeah, they say that helps with people with anxiety and stuff like that, is to write, or to journal, or to type out a
maybe.
Lot of their feelings
sure.
throughout the day and stuff like that. Instead
nice.
Of dwelling on them and thinking about it, it's easier and better to put it out there than to keep it in.
Right.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
Yeah, I'm anyway. Pretty sure it did help.
I thought thought it was interesting. And again, I think people are just shocked at how many responses that tweet, that post got, and how maybe really from the heart a lot of those responses were from a lot of folks
right.
you know, across the country. So
it also tells us something about, like, childhood figures still having some sort of effect on us. Like,
yeah,
right.
Well, it reminds me of the same thing of when the guy from Blue's Clues came
back. Oh, during COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of did the same thing. Like, when he came back and said, hey, how are you doing? All that stuff. They kind of, like,
that's right.
COVID is all this and all that. Like, it's freaking out and stuff like that. That he kind of was able to have that same effect.
Right.
But you're right. That whole childhood figure.
And I think, you know, in Muppet years, Elmo's like 3.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, something like that.
So people were like, hey, don't dump on Elmo, poor thing. But he was okay about it. He was okay.
Yeah. Well, did you see President Biden's Twitter or X account followed up?
He replied, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He was like, just so you guys know, check on your friends, and mental health is important, and there are resources out there. And there are, but sometimes they're hard to know what they are and hard to access, and
right.
which is why we have the Mental Wellness Resource Center.
In San Juan County.
In San Juan County.
That's true.
Yes.
See?
Which,
they can do just what we're talking about. Refer people to find assistance and help if they are struggling with mental health or other issues too, I know.
Yep.
So,
and to talk about it all. That's even right. if you yes. think it's not something yes, big or massive, because it could be.
Certified peer specialists there to sit down and talk through it with you.
Yeah,
so. Right. Very good. But okay.
Even if you think it's a minimal thing, talk about it.
Exactly. Right. There you go. Who knew? A Muppet could be so impactful
yes.
in our world.
Yes.
But there you go. They have a long history. There was a recently, well, not recently now, maybe a few years ago, there was an exhibit of Jim Henson and the Muppets and the Albuquerque Museum, and I got a chance to go see it. And it was very interesting
yeah.
to see how they had been developed and, you know, the whole idea and how, you know, how famous they are and, you know, yeah. movies and specials and beyond Sesame Street.
So I have a cool connection to Jim Henson.
Do you now?
Okay. Two degrees uncle. Connected.
What about his appendix?
I don't know how that worked
okay.
out.
All right. Okay.
But when I was in Connecticut, our organist at the church
yeah.
was best friends with the Hensons.
Oh. Hmm.
And he said that Jim and Jane was his wife,
okay.
that they were like the nicest people.
Seems like they were, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, because creating a show like that, they'd probably have a good heart. But
right.
yeah, so I'm like 2 degrees connected to Jim Henson.
How about
That's
that?
Crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
He right. also taught Bill Buckley the harpsichord.
Yeah.
If you know who Bill Buckley is.
Well, there's the random
no
thought.
No
yes.
Okay. All right.
That's so, an interesting fact, Scott.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very good. So you're 2 degrees from Jim Henson, but where are you from Kevin Bacon?
I don't know, but I'm also 2 degrees from Bill Buckley, too.
Evidently, right?
Okay.
So, well, that tracks.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah for it me does. It does
it
track.
It really does.
Yeah.
So that's good. Very interesting. And, of course, then I was reminded, too, of that exhibit about, you know, I think they went on, you know, the Henson Company, if you will, right, went on to be involved with, like, the Fraggle Rock. Puppets
right, Fraggle Rock,
and some
which
of
is
other,
an 80s
other things that
show.
Came out, right? Yeah. So after that, so that was interesting.
Fraggle Rock was cool.
Remember that?
Down yeah. in Fraggle Rock. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, before we get...
Megan remembers.
DC8 over here.
Exactly. So there you go. Yeah. Very cool.
I wanted to learn how to play drums because of Animal.
Oh, the Muppet? Yeah.
Animal! Just beat the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then I think they... Didn't they add a like the first... homeless Muppet. Although you can Grover was living in a trash can, so I feel
Grover,
like he was homeless.
Cookie Monster was living in the trash can.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Cookie Monster was living in the trash can.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. Okay. Living in the trash can.
Oh my gosh.
But they added like
Blue,
a little
green.
Girl.
They have added.
That's a homeless girl.
Right. I
yeah.
think that's true. And they've added some disabled, you know,
they have
Muppets
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
You know,
they
have some disabilities. And so I think that's been really cool to relate to kids. So kids that are watching, if they have a disability, can relate to these characters on screen that are teaching them something.
Right.
And then you got Big Bird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang Big Bird.
What about Big Bird? You have a problem with Big Bird, do you?
He was just weird to me.
Really?
I didn't like the fact that it was this big yellow bird.
All right.
It freaked me out as a kid. I was like, no. Just no.
How about you, Megan? Do you have any problems with Big Bird?
No.
Okay.
I didn't like the...
I'm confused about why he's the protagonist, basically.
Yeah.
But he's not the coolest of the Muppets.
No.
Whoa. Hey,
I think it freaked me out when he got the gray feathers.
Let's
I always thought the Big Bird was going to be young forever. And then one season he came out and his the two feathers on top of his head were gray. And I was like, oh, he got old.
He's aging.
You know, how'd that happen?
Oh, no.
He's a Muppet.
Yeah. Elmo is three for the past
right.
three centuries. I don't
well,
know.
Well, yeah. Elmo's still three.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. And it was nothing like character-wise. It's just the fact that it was this big yellow bird. And I was like, no.
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 Didn't do it.
Just no.
All right. Okay. Well, there you go. Very good. I guess that's the end of the show.
Oh,
okay. I think we're at the end.
All right.
Unless there's something else that we need to talk about, or audience, if you'd like to call in.
I mean,
have a few more minutes. What else you got? Oh, you have one more thing.
Oh, yeah,
didn't
I do.
You?
If you want me to talk about
Scott
it,
Scott brought in another.
I
second.
Did.
We have a two.
So I brought you your food fact, and then this
Our
is
figs.
Your science fact.
Okay, what's happening?
So, for everybody that knows this and doesn't know this, the Earth day is getting longer, and again, not because
we're getting closer to summer.
Yes, not because we're getting closer to summer.
Okay,
but in general. Every day, the Earth is actually slowing down.
What?
And I know it sounds scary, too, because when you say, like, the Earth is slowing down, like, that causes disaster, right?
Yeah.
But no, every century, the Earth slows down 1.7 milliseconds. every century, this Earth slowed down 1.7 milliseconds.
Okay.
So back in 4.6 billion years ago, the average length of the day was 6 hours. And then as as we went through the years, 620 million years ago, the average day came out to 21.9. And then somewhere between here and
21.9
there.
21.9
hours. Yes, 21.9 hours in a day.
Right.
And then as time went on, and now close to us, it became 24.
And
so, yeah, now we have 24.9 hours. So, you know, in a few million years or so or whatever, it's going to be even longer, 25, 26, and it'll keep growing.
Interesting.
And this is due because of the moon.
Frickin' moon.
As the moon rotates around the Earth and helps or it causes the tides on the ocean, it causes the Earth to kind of do this snapback.
And it's interesting.
Like how you would think somebody was like, you're spinning one way, and then you pull back to slow it down, pull back to slow it down.
I would think that would cause all kinds of problems on the surface if
but
we
again,
were doing
it's,
that.
But again, it's happening so slowly that I you see. Don't see it because okay. That's what the tides are. It goes out because
right.
We're spinning one way and then
okay.
Comes back.
Okay.
And it keeps doing it. And because
and
our,
where is the source for this information?
This source is actually from NASA.
Oh, okay.
And it's happening. Like I said, it's just a little physics idea, a little physics
right
theory as yeah. Not theory but it, this is the way
okay.
It works is but yeah the moon is rotating as the moon causes the tides it causes
sure.
A little snapback and a little sudden and it starts to slow down the Earth very tinily so you don't feel
right.
It again
right.
It's like the Earth spins so fast that we're you know we don't even notice that it's spinning
right
hmm. All the same concept.
Interesting. I have a question.
Yeah,
are there any I keep hitting the wrong button, I apologize. There he is. Are there any wasps involved?
You know,
in this theory,
there's a theory that all the wasps are, you know, holding down a string and they're just flying the opposite way.
I see. Okay.
We'll teach them humans.
Right. But that's interesting.
Eat our
figs. That is interesting. And of course, you know, we're at 24 hours a day, but not quite 24 hours a day, which is why this month
nope.
We have a leap day.
Yeah.
To make up for that kind of every 4 years, you know, yeah. To keep everything in sync for the equinoxes and the other things that we use. You know, that's why we have this extra day every 4 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, see?
So,
and that's math.
That is
and
math.
The fact that I can understand it is amazing to me.
That,
early on a Friday morning.
Is that's Benjamin Franklin, right? That kind of helped do with all the daylight savings and all that other stuff and kind of kept with that theory of the equinoxes.
Sure. Maybe.
That line up with our calendar.
That I don't know. That we may need to look up and just see about the leap year and all that stuff. But never know. Anyway.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's
you're
two.
Welcome.
You have a twofer this
I
week.
I got a twofer.
How about that? We've learned about a lot of things today.
We have.
How about
we did.
That, right? Lots of
I'm
things.
I'm going to go and try to figure out how to clean up my appendix.
Be careful.
I know.
Be careful. That's true. Well, very good. Well, we appreciate you all joining us for That's Interesting. We always would encourage you to call in. So make a note next time to give us a call. Store that phone number in your phone, 505-566-3909. And we would love to have you join us on a future episode of That's Interesting. But next week, Megan and I will be back, maybe, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Probably.
Yes.
Okay. With our Solutions from the Street program. And we're always looking for more ideas for this program because it's kind of a solutions-based journalistic program that we've come up with. Right?
Yes. Yes. So if you have an idea, feel free to email us at ksje@sanjuancollege.edu.
There you go. And we will look into it. But the idea is to kind of figure out maybe non-governmental solutions to problems, challenges, things that we see in our community. So that's kind of the concept of the show. And we hope that you will join us for that program. It is on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. And that's what next week will be. And in the meantime, we have this program on the first, third, and fifth Fridays of the month. So that's how you can figure out what you're going to be listening to on Fridays at 8 o'clock on KSJE.
Yes.
So that's how it all works. But then, but wait, there's more. Like that's what they say on TV, right? But wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. Exactly. Megan's back tomorrow.
Tomorrow with Radio Free Saturday Morning, your eclectic music mix. So we take a theme and curate a playlist of different songs that relate to that theme. And I can't remember what the theme is tomorrow.
Uh-oh. Scott Duran?
I'm looking at Scott Duran.
I do your show at the beginning of the week, Megan.
No, yeah.
I was making it a point to, like, listened to it right before the show or like yesterday, so that way I know what to say. And then you've been doing it so you've been on it since you got back that I just kind of forgot about it today.
I know.
The one time that you need me.
Whoops.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's going to be amazing. Whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever it is. Oh, it's on the tip of my brain.
Right. Appendix.
The tip of my appendix.
Yeah. Okay, it might come to her. But anyway, yes, in the meantime, that is tomorrow morning.
9 to 11 a.m.
Right here, exactly. Listen online, over the air, whatever you like.
Yes.
She's everywhere. Smart speaker, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
She's everywhere, that's true. And then immediately following Radio Free Saturday morning, guess who else takes over the airwaves here? Mr. Scott Duran.
Yes, hello. It'll be me. I'm going to be doing the World Beat Hour after Megan at 11 to 12. And we are going to be diving into Donald Fagen. Most people know him as Steely Dan. Well, he's not Steely Dan. He's the co-founder, co-songwriter, lead singer, and keyboardist for Steely Dan.
Sure. I love Steely Dan.
Yeah. Right. So that's the lead singer was.
But he had a solo career too.
Yes, right after. Uh-huh. And we're going to be diving into that. He's going to have, I believe this is the World Jazz and Blues album that he had. That
okay.
He put out.
Cool.
So. Nice.
That's tomorrow, 11 to 12.
I remember. Positive songs.
Tomorrow? Yeah. Positive songs?
Yeah, that's a break
that's
in
right.
rank.
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
Wow.
Positive songs.
Okay.
So if you need a little positivity, going back to Elmo.
Yeah.
If you need a little positivity.
La, 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 la.
Hashtag tune in Elmo.
Hashtag, yes.
There you go. Is
Elmo's theme song on there.
Yeah. You'll listen.
La, 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 la.
There you go. Cool. Okay. So that's tomorrow.
Yes.
Positive. 2 hours of positive songs you found.
That's right.
Okay. Good for you. Very cool. All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then Scott's show immediately following with Donald Fagen.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Excellent. Well, I think that brings us to the end of the program, everybody.
Thank you
very much. And I'm looking up leap year. Guess who we can thank for leap year?
Who?
Julius Caesar.
Oh. The salad guy.
The salad guy. Yes, that and more.
Yes.
Exactly. But yeah, he came up with the idea of changing the length of the year during his reign. And so that's been kind of part of it. We obviously don't still have the same length of years. It was like 400 days back in his day, or 355 days, pardon me. He had a calendar of 355 days, and so wanted to keep the festivals happening around the same time of the seasons, and so he decided to add some days over time. So at least the concept started with him. So there you go. I don't know about February 29th. That one I didn't get deep enough in my research sitting here while you guys are talking. So there you go. Anyway,
look at that.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you again in a couple of weeks back here with Scott, Megan, and Scott. But in the meantime, have a great week, great weekend, and we'll see you right here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.